Party at the FBR Open.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey,
Hey, what?
We're it's lunchtime.
Lunchtime?
I don't recall ever being hungry while doing the show.
It's technology time. You know, you weren't here last week.
Uh-huh.
I was hungry doing the show.
I see.
We waited till after the show to eat.
A programming note that's just in. Our new time slot is noon.
Everybody is aware. I mean, it's not. It's the first week for you, but I mean, all.
Well, these guys aren't
rookies out there listening.
We're still running the promos, though. So
yeah.
Just in case you didn't know, it is the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and a host of thousands that come in every Saturday to talk computers with you and yours.
Ed Phillips and then Paul Harvey are nice enough to open up for us, so we can this fine time slot.
Get them warmed up, huh?
They're getting us warmed up?
Yeah, and also...
I think that's a little bit offensive to say that Ed's the warm-up show for us.
No, it's Paul Harvey's warm-up.
Paul's the warm-up show for us, that's right.
A little 15-minute deal.
There we go.
And joining us in studio is one of the newest data doctors, John. We call him John Boy or just John?
I don't think you should attach the word boy.
Boy!
Just John is fine.
John from our new Arcadia store. 46th Street in Thomas?
4501 East Thomas.
That's like 45th Street in
Thomas.
Whoa. It's like right around, there's like all kinds of shops and stuff down there. If you see a big sign that says Data Doctors, that's the one you
that's
can go
one,
in
yeah.
and
that's the place.
Say, hey, what's up,
yeah.
John?
You guys opened up, a week ago or something, and you've just been like, what the heck's going on? Where are these people coming from?
We opened up January 2nd.
Yeah, cool deal. Well, anyway, John's going to kick in his 2 cents on today's show. So throughout the day, throughout the next 2 hours, we're going to give you advice on several things, one being our theme. We're going to talk about all the various solutions for all the various email aggravations.
Email aggravations. In case you're new to the show, you've never listened to us before, and you just happen to stumble upon us here, here's the way this thing works.
How does it work?
We're a computer and technology show, which means you call in with questions and comments and ideas, but what we do is we have a two-hour show, so we separate the show into kind of two halves. The first half of the hour, we talk about the topic today, email aggravations and the solutions. So if you have email aggravations, things that bug you, things that make you go, wonder why that does that. I can't forward these huge attachments. How do I get rid of all those email addresses? Whatever your problem is, now's the time for you to call in. And the number is 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Or if you're shy or can't get through there, you can check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section, and there you can look for links to ask a question or make a suggestion. You can do that right here live on the air, and we read those things kind of throughout the show.
And if your particular question that you'd like to ask or email in has nothing to do with our topic, the email aggravation, in the second hour, we'll act like we care. I mean, we'll act like we're going
to
answer
We open it up to all general kind of calls and questions about technology in general, and so that's for the second hour. If you have questions that don't fit the topic, just save them for then, and we'll kind of let you know when it's time to open up the floodgates and dial on in with those. But again, the number, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR.
Still got frozen brain from that snowboarding last week.
No, that was, I told him you were on research.
Oh, yeah, research, yes.
Right.
Yes, that was Reno. What a great city.
Great place to do research, huh?
Yes, 400,000 people now in Reno. That's,
what?
That's, yeah.
Are you kidding me? I had no idea. I thought Reno was like the population of what's in the studio now, like 12.
Well, 200,000 of those people are standing on the corner going, "Hey, buddy, got a cigarette?" So,
Joe.
I know, he laughed at my joke.
I think he just took offense.
Did he? Oh. Yeah. Nice work. Do laugh at my jokes, John.
I'll try.
All right. That's always a good thing to start with. All right, so today's topic, email aggravations. What isn't an aggravation in email anymore, pretty much?
Yeah, email used to be this cool thing that you could, like, get something done on. You could communicate with people, and it was fairly efficient and quick, and it was an easy way to talk to people. And now it's become more of a chore than something good. I mean, there's for every good email you get, there's 50 pieces of junk, 50
and 12,
pieces of spam, 50
and 12
things
viruses,
that somebody, viruses, stupid jokes that I really don't want from friends I really don't care to talk to. Is that rude?
No, that you gotta tell them like it is.
Yeah, Michael's saying yes, it's rude.
Well, what do you expect from her?
But there's a bunch of garbage, and you have to sift through all that with all kinds of special little filters and rules and programs and things to help you weed out the five good things that you really care about, the stuff that really, the meat of it all. So
I got an email yesterday that there's a new generic version of Viagra that will not only help you in your personal performance,
right,
will find you a Russian bride and help you sell things on eBay, all in one pill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you save the number, or did you forward that to me, please?
I've already ordered. I ordered.
Or actually, could you go to the website and sign me up for that newsletter?
No. What I did was I said, please remove me from this list because I'm sure you guys are going to listen to me, and I'm sure you're going to take me off this list. So I said, kindly remove me from your list, and I'm sure they will, won't they, John?
No.
Why would they put that in the email if they're not going to remove me from the list?
Please tell me if this is a real email address.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, absolutely.
Just verified that your email address is a valid one.
So see, I told you he wasn't so dumb.
What are these dirtballs going to do with my verified email address?
Send you more things you don't want.
And maybe sell my verified address to like a million other people?
Could be.
Everyone out there that's sitting there going, how come I don't go to porn sites? How come I'm getting all this junk? Well, guess what? All it takes is one time. Once! That you reply to a piece of spam saying, remove me from your list. And you're done. Remember, if it's spam, it's most likely a scam.
Ooh, that rhymes almost.
I know. Potent don't know it. So
that's almost a slogan.
It is a slogan. It's a slogan to live by, absolutely, if you're online. If you get email that is, let's just kind of separate the differences. Spam is unsolicited commercial email. Okay, meatloaf is that garbage that your friends send you without asking you.
The dumb jokes.
Dumb jokes. And
or Bill Gates will
right, the hoaxes. And, yeah, that's meatloaf.
Give you $273 if you respond to this survey in 10 seconds or less.
Now, those people...
I haven't seen that one in a while.
I just made that up off the top of my head.
Your personal friends that email you meatloaf, you can reply to them and say, get a clue, lose my email address.
Get a clue.
Exactly.
See, that's about timing right there.
I know.
You know what else aggravates me about email?
What?
Michael, she did a nice thing for me the other day. I had to have a procedure done.
Yes.
Politically correct.
Yes.
Voluntary male sterilization. Anyway, you get the idea. Anyway, she sent me a nice little e-card to say, hey, I hope you're feeling better, la 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 la.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that nice?
Hmm.
Except for she sent it from some place that the domain begins with like a 123, touch me here and send me an email card, greeting thing.com.
Yes.
Or some craziness. And I thanked her, but reminded her that, send it from like a Yahoo greetings or someplace you've heard of before. Don't send it from some off-the-wall greeting place because there's a good chance that she helped add my name to a spam list.
Yeah.
And probably her own because you put in the person you're sending it to's email address,
yeah,
the person you're sending it from's email address,
yeah,
and then you go ahead and put in your little greeting and they'll help you build a little card and you just helped add spam to the world.
So Blue Mountain is safe, even though...
Yeah, Blue Mountain's a big company, been around a long time. You can trust they're reputable.
Although their cards are kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hokey. Hallmark has a e-greeting service out that's pretty good.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. They're trying to just obviously promote.
So how long before cards. Hallmark follows Kodak's lead in getting rid of their core business?
They don't sell film anymore. They don't care about that. I mean, they do.
Well, they do. They just announced that they're discontinuing all the Advantix cameras and all the film. It's like... Woohoo!
Well, I mean, it's
writing on the wall, huh?
Well, it's try to fight the current or swim with it and try to stay afloat.
Fight the power.
Exactly.
Actually, we got Mike. Look at Mike's got an actual real email question. We got time, or is it break time?
Tell you what we can do with Mike.
Okay.
We'll let Mike ask his question.
All right, ask us away.
And then.
So we're.
And then.
Mike.
John, this is called teasing.
Yes.
We're going to let him ask his question. I'm saying that on purpose that way.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go ahead and put Mike back on hold, and we'll answer the question when we come back because it's going to be gripping. And something that everybody's got to, can't wait to hear the answer to.
Right, Mike?
You got it.
Your question about email is?
I got a IBM Aptiva computer.
Okay.
I got a digital camera.
Yes.
When I got the digital camera, it came with a program called Cam Media.
All right.
To install.
Yeah, to be able to transfer. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. I would like to know the easiest way to email digital photographs.
Oh, that's actually a really good question because lots and lots and lots of people want to know how to do exactly what you just asked. And you've got a formula for disaster or success depending on the path you follow.
Very good. All right, Mike, hang tight here. When we come back from break, we're going to answer Mike's burning question. I guess there's no burning involved, is there?
No, there's no burning. Well, those, I mean, you're going to burn it to a CD.
Those huge, 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 huge pictures that are created in today's digital cameras. How the heck do you email those?
Stay tuned for that question and more right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR, back after this short break.
It's real life. It's real life.